Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. There's a gathering at Champlain Park High School tonight for the local communities impacted by the violent attacks on two Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses. Senator John Hoffman and his wife were shot in Champlain last Saturday, and former House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband were killed by the gunman in Brooklyn Park. Alina Health says Yvette Hoffman has been released from Mercy Hospital. One person is under arrest for sending a threatening message to a state lawmaker. Republican Representative Jim Nash of Waconia received a personal text message from a constituent that was threatening violence at the state capitol. The statement from the Minnesota House says the threat was not aimed at a particular legislator. Austin-based Hormel is suing Johnsonville of Wisconsin, alleging stolen secrets.
A new federal lawsuit alleges a former Hormel employee made off with top secret sausage recipes and intel on the market before joining Johnsonville this spring. According to the suit, Hormel has accused Johnsonville and two former Hormel employees of conspiring to unlawfully obtain Hormel's trade secrets. Hormel is asking for the return and deletion of confidential data, as well as unspecified monetary damages. Sean Maloney, MNN.
Most of Minnesota is under an extreme heat watch this weekend, and it's safe to say that many people will be cooling off in lakes and rivers. Lisa Dugan is with the DNR.
So far this season, there has been one water fatality that we know of. You know, it has been cooler temperatures. I think as more people start getting out to the lakes and the rivers, hopefully, you know, we're making sure that safety is top of mind.
Dugan says if you're going out on a boat, be sure to have plenty of life jackets on board and always have a sober driver. The Minnesota State Fairgrounds opened today for the 51st annual Back to the 50s weekend. Wally Birchall of the Minnesota Street Rod Association says this is a three-day party for classic car lovers.
What it's like is kind of like the state fair without the cows and the rides. We've got all the food vendors. We've got all 10,000 cars that are going to be here. A lot of them cruise around. We've got entertainment each evening. We've got a kids' world, which has all kinds of inflatable bouncies. And
Birchall says they're prepared for a warm weekend, and there's a lot of shade on the fairgrounds. Tickets are $15 for adults, and kids under age 15 are free. And the Minnesota Twins and Milwaukee Brewers open a three-game series tonight at Target Field. The Twins crushed the Reds 12-5 in Cincinnati Thursday to snap a six-game losing skid. Seven-game winner Joe Ryan is the starting pitcher for the Twins in the series opener. He'll face Milwaukee rookie right-hander Jacob Mizorowski. This is MNN.